from the live music capital of the world. This is the Austin Music Experience. I'm Jody Denberg. Through 3 decades of work and 8 Grammy nominations, Tori Amos has blended a singer-songwriter sensibility with alt-rock energy. Her latest album, Unrepentant Geraldines, is the 8th to debut in the Billboard Top 10. Today on the Austin Music Experience, music and conversation with Tori Amos, who talks about family, tour advice, and gracefully aging in the public eye.
How great if I could be the Helen Mirren of rock and roll. I don't have her body, but I'm going to start trying.
Plus, Chick 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 show off their Austin connections and their cool shoes in a live performance that you don't want to miss. Also back and forth with Austin's Shaky Graves, one from the archives and one from his much anticipated new album. All that and more as the Austin Music Experience gets underway. This is the Austin Music Experience. I'm Jody Denberg. Tori Amos and Chick Chick Chick, which if you read that in print is 3 exclamation points, are in the spotlight today with 2 great performances and conversations. More from them in just a bit. But first, we always like to kick off the show with new music. We have a band called Growl from Austin. They played our Map Jam back in February, and this is a new single from them called Jackie.
Between hits in the basement, your eyes switched colors, and I could have sworn in that
That was the Austin band Growl on the Austin Music Experience with Jackie. They're an Austin band, but they're also UT students, and I think they take the summer off, so we can look forward to hearing more from Growl come the fall. In fact, in the fall, Shaky Graves issues his first album that's not self-released. He's done a couple of self-released discs. October 7th, his new one, And the War Came, will be out on Dual Tone, which is a label out of Nashville that's home to the Lumineers and Shovels and Rope. We're going to go back and forth with Shaky Graves in a moment, a sneak preview track from that album we were talking about. But first, Shaky Graves was just in our studios a few weeks back, so we'll go back with Shaky Graves and Bully's Lament on the Austin Music Experience.
Killarney is too tall to be lost and found, too big for the cages at the city pound. Oh, what will you do? Yeah, what will you do for fun and for free? It seems the roads are growing wider and wider most every day. Well, I used to love to drive, but now I stay off the lanes. What is the use standing up if there's nowhere to lean? But you know that somehow we're getting by. Oh, well, it seems a little bit easier to touch the sky. But something is coming for you, something's coming for me. Oh, and can't you see? No. Yeah, no, 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 we're not like the others. Yeah, maybe it's true.
No, 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 no.
if we wanted to.
Alejandro Rose Garcia is known as Shaky Graves, and that's Dearly Departed, a record that comes out in the future, October 7th. It's one of the songs on his new album, And the War Came, Esme Patterson on backing vocals, and Shaky Graves will be on the label Dualtone, who must have a lot of cash in their pockets after the Lumineers' success. Hopefully it will go to promote Shaky Graves. An artist that KUTX has always had a fondness for. In fact, he was just in our Studio 1A a few weeks back to perform Bully's Lament, What You Heard, back and forth with Shaky Graves. And coming up, Tori Amos talks family, aging, and her new album as the Austin Music Experience continues.
Thank you.
From the live music capital of the world, this is the Austin Music Experience.
I'm Gary Hartman with the Center for Texas Music History at Texas State University in San Marcos. This week in Texas Music History, we'll remember a baseball player who turned out to be a real gentleman. Jim Reeves died in a plane crash on July 31, 1964. Born in Galloway, Texas on August 20, 1923, Reeves played baseball at the University of Texas. He pitched professionally for a short time until a leg injury ended his baseball career. During the early 1950s, Reeves began recording for some small Texas labels. By 1955, his growing popularity earned him a spot on the Grand Ole Opry and a recording contract with RCA Records in Nashville. Soon Reeves began turning out such major hits as Four Walls, Welcome to My World, and He'll Have to Go.
Though love is blind, make up your mind, I've got to know. Should I hang up, or will you tell him he'll have to go?
His smooth baritone and sophisticated image helped earn him the name Gentleman Jim Reeves. His tremendous popularity made him a country superstar and helped solidify Nashville's position as the recording capital of country music. Next time on This Week in Texas Music History, we'll meet a singer who found a silver lining behind the rain clouds. This Week in Texas Music History is made possible in part with support from Humanities Texas. I'm Gary Hartman.
With your weekly roundup of Austin music news, I'm Tyler Pratt, and this is your sound check. Well, Austin's pretty well known for live music, but it also has a growing food culture. And what's better than when the two are combined? So Fun Fest has put out the call for food vendors. If you have a restaurant, food truck, or generally delicious dish and would like to get your name out there, head to funfunfunfest.com/vendors to apply to serve at this year's fest, which, by the way, is November 7th, 8th, and 9th. FFF says it's taking food above and beyond the typical festival fare this year with an emphasis on the healthy, progressive, and tasty. The deadline to apply is August 15th. And while we're on the subject of festivals, it's time to let the moaning begin. ACL Fest has released its timetabled schedule for this year's festival. Originally only available on the mobile app, but now on the website, this year's lineup may make fans groan as they make some tough decisions. Whereas former performance schedules used to be staggered, many of this year's acts are playing concurrently. Will you see Sam Smith or St. Vincent, Outkast or Beck, Lucius, Iconopop or Iggy Azalea, Spoon or The Replacements? Tough choices to make, so choose wisely. And there's been some news from a newbie festival in Austin. There's been a big change to the first annual Stargazer Festival coming to ATX September 12th through the 14th. It's heralded as Austin's first LGBTQ music festival, and Stargazer will feature headliners such as Ostrom, The Crystal Ark, Mickey Blanco, Big Frida, and Christine. And the fest was originally slated to be a three-day camping fest at Carson Creek Ranch on the Colorado River. But now, as the Austin Chronicle reports, the fest is moving near downtown Austin, citing safety concerns due to the heat. Scrapping the camping, the fest will now be held on three stages on East 5th Pine Street Station, with an additional stage at music venue The North Door. More info at stargazerfest.com. And finally this week, Soundcheck recently covered an article about not judging Texas before you visit. Well, it turns out some researchers did visit, and the news isn't necessarily good. Financial planners WalletHub have ranked the 10 worst cities in the U.S. for recreation, and four Texas towns were in the bottom 10. They are Houston, Laredo, Irving, and San Antonio. And as if that wasn't bad enough, when it comes to the worst for live music, four of the five cities were in Texas, with Laredo being the worst, and Plano, Corpus, and Garland included in the list of least music venues per capita. In fact, when it comes to having fun at all, the Texas town closest to the top of the list was Austin, but we came in at 40th. You're listening to the Austin Music Experience. I'm Tyler Pratt.
I'm Jody Denberg. When you've spent nearly 30 years in the music business, it can be hard keeping the creative spark going, but Tori Amos continues to tackle difficult subjects. Believe it or not, her new album is her 14th. It's called Unrepentant Geraldines. We'll hear a live take from one of the album's songs in a moment, but Amos began her Studio 1A performance with an early career highlight from her 1992 solo debut, Little Earthquakes. This is Silent All These Years. Tori Amos on the Austin Music Experience.
Excuse me, but can I be you for a while? My dog won't bite if you sit real still. Got the Antichrist in the kitchen yelling at me again. Yeah, I can hear that. Say it again by the garbage truck. Got something to say, you know, but nothing comes. Yes, I know what you think of me. You never shut up. Yeah, I can hear that. But what if I'm a mermaid in these jeans of his with her name still on it? Hey, but I don't care, cause sometimes I said, sometimes I hear my voice and it's been here, silent all these years. So you found a girl who thinks really deep thoughts. What's so amazing about really deep thoughts? Boy, you best pray that I bleed real soon. How's that thought for you? My scream got lost in a paper cup. You think there's a heaven where some screams have gone? I've got 25 bucks and a cracker. Do you think it's enough to get us there? Cause what if I'm a mermaid in these jeans of his with her name still on it? Eh? But I don't care, cause sometimes I said, sometimes I hear my voice and it's been silent all these years go by. Will I still be waiting to understand? Years go by if I'm stripped of my beauty and the clouds raining in my head. Years go by. Will I choke till finally there's nothing left? One more casualty. Too easy, well, I love the way we communicate. Your eyes focus on my funny lip shape. Let's hear what you think of me now, but baby, don't look up. The sky is falling. Your mother shows up in a nasty dress. It's your turn now to stand where I stand. Everybody looking at you. Here, take hold of my hand. Yeah, I can hear them. But what if I'm a mermaid in these jeans of goes with her name still on it, even I don't care, cause sometimes I said, sometimes I hear my voice, I hear my voice, I hear my voice, and it's been here, silent all these years. I'm Belle, silent all these years, silent all these, silent all these years.
The first song most of us ever heard from Tori Amos, Silent All These Years, performed in 2014, live in Studio 1A on the Austin Music Experience. That came out about 22 years ago on her debut Little Earthquakes, and a lot has happened since then for Tori Amos. She's been nominated for 8 Grammys, recorded 14 albums, and most importantly to her, she's become a mother. KUTX's Jay Trachtenberg talked with Tori Amos about motherhood and her music.
How has becoming a mom affected your music overall?
Well, it changed everything, which is good, because, you know, in the 90s, I guess that was the time to not be a mom. But, you know, done that, which is good. As she said, good thing you breastfed that pig mom before I was born. So, you know, got that out of the way. Tick that box.
So does she give you advice when you go out on the road?
Yeah, she does. She's given me quite a bit of advice. You know, no sliding on giant tucks, no interpretive dance, and skirts by the knee, which is good. I think that's fair. She said, look, you're my mom. Madonna's not my mom. She's great. She's fantastic. All these people are somebody else's mom. You're my mom. So I'm reading you. That's fine. That's what teenage daughters do. It's great. So if I get to criticize, not criticize, but question or say, so, you know, that skirt's a bit short, walking down the streets of London, oh my God. She said, if you can say that, I can say that. So that's our promises to each other. And that's how our little song came about, because we just decided we needed to listen to each other a bit better and promise to do that.
So you're referring to the song Promise. Promises from the album, which you share with your daughter.
Yes, we have a song together where we needed to make some promises to each other. She said to me, gosh, grown-ups are so good at being right, aren't they? So I had to promise not to be right all the time.
So can these shoes take me to who I was before? I was stubbing my sticks into a vulnerable earth. And I can almost outrun you. Stalking memories, did I somehow become you without realizing? Found a little patch of heaven now, soothe them. I'm gonna turn oysters and I'm working my way back, I'm working my way back. these ruby slippers, with these ruby slippers, soothing, I'm gonna turn oysters in the sand, in the sand, turn, turn, turn. And there are forces of conflict taking portions of my mind, in whose realm laced with trickery the fragments I must find. But I can almost outrun you and those stalking memories. Did I somehow become you without realizing? Found a little badge of heaven now. Soothing, I'm gonna turn oysters in the sand, 'cause I'm working my way back. I'm working my way back to me again. Not every girl is a pearl with these ruby slippers, with these ruby slippers. So then I'm gonna turn oysters in the sand, in the sand, turn, 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 turn.
Oysters by Tori Amos, recorded live in Studio 1A, and it also appears on her latest album, Unrepentant Geraldines. One of the biggest topics Tori Amos tackles on the album is aging, and Jay Trachtenberg talked about what kind of effect it's had on her music.
So 50 seems to be a real kind of renaissance for you.
Yeah, imagine that. I want to go tell myself at 49 that. Hang in there. As I was circling Blackfriars Bridge in London, say, lady, you've got to work through it. And the reason, Jay, you have to work through it is because the truth is sometimes the word menopause is a pejorative and is a negative, especially when it's projected onto women. And in my business, in the music business, the truth is some of the big record guys were saying to me, look, T, the truth is guys 50 and up songwriters, there are more frontline record contracts for them than there are the women. And I said, well, that's not right. Why, guys? And they said, because supply and demand. It's just what it is. Let's be honest. And they look at me and they said, you know, George Clooney, Johnny Depp, they're at the height of their magical powers and their box office hot. And I just thought, you know, how great if I could be the Helen Mirren of rock and roll. I don't have her body, but I'm going to start trying.
So were you dreading turning 50? Was that really something that you were...
I was weighing up the realities of what it is being in my business. Mm-hmm. Yes, I was aware of it. And so that's when my 13-year-old just said to me, okay, I've heard everything you're saying to me. Now, if you don't get your head around this, and you've done other things in your life, you have to go be a vanguard. Those weren't her words, vanguard, but that's what she meant. And I understood it when she looked in my eyes, and she had tears in her eyes, and she said, if you don't get this, then your message is that at 50, you can't be as powerful as you were at 30. And you need to go compete with yourself, Mom. And you need to go rock.
All right.
So thank you, Tash.
Look for video of Tori Amos's full performance and interview at our website, kutx.org. Coming up, we're putting on our dancing shoes with Chick Chick Chick. Also, some new discoveries in our Studio 1A as the Austin Music Experience continues. This is the Austin Music Experience. I'm Jody Denberg. The Austin duo The Mastersons has their second album out on New West. It's called Good Luck Charm. Even if you haven't heard The Mastersons, you might have heard The Mastersons. They're part of Steve Earle's touring band when he goes out with the Dukes and Duchesses. Good Luck Charm is their second from New West, but we have an exclusive live performance from Studio 1A of that title track on the Austin Music Experience.
Falling down when we're standing together.
Exclusive live performances, that's pretty much the essence of what we do on the Austin Music Experience. It's certainly a big part, and we just heard two of them. From Oxford, Mississippi, the band Young Buffalo, they're touring with the Crooks, who we heard on this program last week. They were in Studio 1A recently, and they played the song you just heard, Sikia. And Chris Masterson and Eleanor Whitmore recorded live in Studio 1A the title track to their second album, Good Luck Charm, performed as a duo. It is the title track to their new one on New West, and they have moved back to Austin from Brooklyn. I wasn't kidding when I said we love exclusive live performances on the Austin Music Experience, and we didn't know what to expect when Chick 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 came to our Studio 1A. All we knew is they had a funky name, and their latest album was called Thriller. Okay, we did know that Jim Eno produced the album here in Austin, but it's a dance record, and I was expecting lots of laptops and synthesizers, but they showed up with a full six-piece band and a special guest vocalist from Austin, Sonia Moore, who used to sing backup with MC Hammer. In a moment, I'll talk with Chick 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 about their Austin roots and teaming up with Jim Eno, but first, you gotta hear this live music from Studio 1A, Chick 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 with One Girl, One Boy.
Drunken by Chewbacca, for a moment I was lost in remembering what I never forgot. And I never felt guilty about the trouble that we got into. Just couldn't let that honey hide inside of you. And just because now it's different doesn't change what it meant. When I hear that song, you know I'm only gonna think about one girl. I think about you. And when I sing this song, you know I'm only gonna sing it for one girl. Thank you.
credit where credit is due. Nick Offer and Sonia Moore not only rocking the vocals, but rocking the footwear, I should say. You'll have to watch for the video at KUTX.org. Are those low-top Converse, perhaps? I'm not sure, but...
These are low-top Converse.
Yeah, I am partial to those. And Nick has some sort of sandals, slippers that are just beautiful. Also in the band with us today is Paul Quattrone on bass. Raphael Cohen was playing guitar on that one. Mario Andreoni on guitar on that as well. And vocals, Dan Gorman on the Moog synthesizer. So listening to the record Thriller and now hearing the music live, it seems like it's a little more old school live and a little bit more sonically crazy on record. Am I right? Am I wrong?
No, sure. I mean, yeah, sure. Yeah, right? Right? Yeah, why not? Let's
all right,
go with that.
Let's go with that.
I mean, you know, we're trying to make it both all the time, but, you know, the records definitely allow you more... to focus on the psychedelic aspects more sometimes, you know?
Well, I was surprised because I thought I was going to come in and see like a ton of keyboards and samplers, and I didn't. I mean, this is a live rockin' band. Mm. And so that's why I made that distinction, and thank you for giving me that one.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
And I realize this is probably a tough interview for you. It's like big, you know, it's a big deal. I understand.
Well, it is, and I'm out of breath from grooving with you, so, you know, and I didn't wear as cool of shoes as you guys did, so I'm feeling a little out of place, you know?
Yeah.
There's a real Austin connection with this band. I know you worked with Jim Eno on your last album. What is that Austin connection? Did it start with a South by Southwest visit?
It was actually the day after South by Southwest, and Paul and I were walking around... really jacked up on coffee, and we're like, well, let's just call him. And then he's like, yeah, came and picked us up, and we had like an hour before we had to get to the airplane, and he took us to the studio, and we hung out, and we liked him. So it kind of began from there.
I see that you tour all over the world. Coming up, I think, is Canada and Spain, and not too far in the past was Tokyo and Amsterdam. So obviously the records are being distributed there. What are the crowds like when they come? Are they fans of Chick Chick Chick? Are they people that just know this is a band that's fun and I'm going to be able to dance? What's the vibe overseas?
It depends. It really depends from country to country. I mean, yeah, you know, definitely Japan is like a place where people buy every single CD that comes out and stuff. And then, you know, we'll do a lot of festivals. Like, I think it was Taipei we played, and it was just like they had no idea what we were supposed to be. We replaced Lou Reed on the bill. So it was like, you know, it was like, what were we doing there? Like, it made sense to no one. And, but you know, we're kind of like good for like just getting in there, and we're fun to see, even if you don't know what's going on, you know?
Slide, you like the inside, slide, 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 you like the inside, slide, 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 you on the inside, I don't really like you, but I like you on the inside.
Let's go somewhere we can. Yeah, that's good. That's good. that's a natural fact. And that's a natural fact. And that's a natural, and that's a natural, and that's a natural fact. You ever get that feeling like he's a natural in your mind? All right, KUTX, put your hands on the radio and sing along. Mind, mind, mind is on the inside. Mind, mind, mind is on the inside. Mind, mind.
Band Chick 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 is spread out all over America geographically, Portland, Sacramento, New York, Austin, but they came together in Studio 1A for the performance you just heard. The second song, Slide, S-L-Y-D, the first one from Chick Chick Chick, One Girl, One Boy. You can find video of Studio 1A performances plus all the past episodes of the Austin Music Experience at KUTX.org. And find us on Facebook, facebook.com/AustinMusicExperience. The Austin Music Experience is a production of KUTX Austin, produced by Art Levy, with assistance from myself and Tyler Pratt, our live music engineers, Cliff Hargrove and Casey Cheek. I'm Jody Denberg. Good night, Austin, Texas, wherever you are.